2015, Saturday, June 13th, 12:27 p.m. So let's continue on, and I thought I might do something where I talk about what, like, where is it legitimate? Where is it legit to make a claim or to make a criticism or a complaint? So my sense is that it works something like this. Let's take complaints and criticisms. You can have it be the case that you can make complaints or you can make criticisms where it's like it's impossible for it to ever be. Or even if it's not impossible long term, at that point in time, because this thing is like a first step, it's impossible for it to be perfect. Or it could be that there are these trade-offs, say like space-time trade-off. Like I think of the criticisms that people typically make about languages. So it's like, if we have this language, someone's going to be like, well, this language does not have this feature, so it's not good. What about C++? Well, that has too many features, so that's not good. That in and of itself is not really such a problem as much. It's more a problem if you can't really effectively answer the complaint or the criticism. Maybe the worst case scenario is that you get some sort of complaint or criticism and you know that, I mean, rather, you don't know that it's illegitimate. And so that causes you to lose confidence. Other ones are to where you get the sense that it's like not really legitimate, and yet you don't have the time, or circumstances are such that you're not going to go back and forth about it. Yet at the same time, there is this sense that these things are tied up with this notion of standing, where if you accomplish something, then that raises your standing. If someone can tear down whatever it is that you've done, then that lowers your standing. Standing, and then there being like finite resources, there being some kind of distribution. And so you're motivated to both accomplish things and then tear other people's accomplishments down. So my guess is that maybe not everyone, but many people, if you take the point of view like, all right, let me take a look at this thing. Let me take a look at it and see if I cannot find anything to complain or criticize about. That could well get draw on primitive instincts that are based around that. It's not something that I believe in, especially not in current times. But if it's like, it goes back to, say, let's say that you have this drive for physical prowess and aggression. And it's like, okay, I take it and make use of that drive. And it's like, what? How can you do that? That's not a good thing. It's like, well, I use it in sporting competition and it's harmless. Same type of thing here. And then it's like, how is that possible? How is it possible that you take a class in martial arts or boxing or wrestling or whatever, you don't go around beating people up? It's like, how is it possible? Well, of course it's possible. Of course you can make a differentiation. Same type of thing. How could it be that when you're using something, and it's like you don't even really know how to use it, and yet at the same time you're complaining about it, you're critiquing it, etc. How can it be that you could do that, and yet at the same time not, say, write a piece or something like that that goes ahead and does the same thing and tears someone down or makes yourself into a fool? How can that be possible? It's possible in the same way that you can take a boxing class and then not go around and beat people up. You can have this differentiation. I'd also say that, quote-unquote, if it were me, I wouldn't really care very much about any type of criticism or complaint, unless I thought it were legitimate. If it's illegitimate, then what difference does it make? In the long run, things will bear out. What I would rather do is simply take whatever it is and convert it into requirements. You have to assume that things are not perfect in terms of usability or learnability. So if say for instance, say you have some piece of software out there, and someone complains, some stupid user makes some complaint about it. It may well be the case that it's like, all right, this user does not represent the majority of my users. They actually are stupid, and they're really not making much of an effort, and it's not really feasible or possible for me to give them what they want. That may be the case. It may also be the case that conceivably they could do whatever it is, but you take it to be that they're not in that mode. And you take it more like information as to what are further developing out the use cases. So for instance, for myself, not really understanding TK all that well, I'm going through the manual. I've not seen any point in the manual where it stops and says, okay, these are the concepts. I see a bunch of individual commands. Each page can be pretty big. I look at, say, a page for a button. I see all these options. I see all these widget-specific options, commands, etc. And then immediately it goes right into the options. It's like, okay, I want to do something with a button. How am I supposed to traverse this? Well, the information is all there, and you just simply need to invest effort into it. I don't really see the point of that. To me, it's kind of like that goes to this. You know, it seems like people have instincts, and they go to dynamics that, to my mind, they're outmoded. To my mind, they're outmoded because they're a waste of time, and it's not that difficult to see through it. Again, it's like, say, for complaining about, it's like the language doesn't have this or that feature, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, great. Put it this way, if you go along, like, so for instance, let's say that there you witness some argument going back and forth about the merits or the demerits of something. You buy into something on an outmoded basis, you're gonna end up doing yourself a disservice. It's like if you buy into bad arguments, it's not good for you. So it's not good, and there's plenty of room not to do that. So someone's gonna end up, to kind of use a idealized free market type thinking, someone else is gonna take that opportunity to do the sensible thing. So I don't know. I mean, this topic could go on and on and on.